And welcome back to Business Radio X. Mike Salmon, Steve and Julian, we are at Cool Ray Field, the Savannah Bananas World Tour, making their stop here against the Party Animals, Steven.
Absolutely. We are in between the first two games of the series because they had to play a doubleheader here. The Party Animals took the first game, Mike. I don't know if you know that.
We don't have to talk about that.
Well, oh, that's right. We have a banana here, so we better not talk about that. So we're excited to have Andy Archer here with us from the Bananas. Andy, welcome into our studio, which is also your field today.
Man, thank you so much for having me. Honored to represent my organization and just fired up to be back here in Peachy Corners, Gwinnett County, and just kind of go back in front of the fans that, quite honestly, supported me so well at my time at Georgia Tech and at Wesleyan. So very
absolutely
humbling.
So you are a local boy, a local product, homegrown talent on the Bananas.
Yeah.
So yeah, you grew up in Peachtree Corners, went to Wesleyan High School, and then got to pitch for Georgia Tech. What's it like being able to come back now as a professional? I got to imagine that's kind of a dream come true.
Oh, 100%. I think you got to do things to kind of bring you back to those days. So when you grow up in Peachtree Corners, you go to Wesleyan, you go to Georgia Tech, you eat a lot of Waffle House. So the first thing I did when I got back, go get an All-Star special, chocolate chip waffle, hash browns. And I think after that, I was like, okay, you know what? I can play in front of 12,000 fans.
How do you get your hash browns? That's the magical question. Scattered, smothered, covered, chunked, diced.
I get them plain, brother.
Plain!
Yeah, I get them plain.
Okay. I get them extra crispy. That's the only thing
can't
I ask for.
That. Yeah.
Andy, you played collegiately at Georgia Tech. Obviously, as a college baseball player, the goal is to go to the pros.
Yeah.
Talk about your journey. How did you end up as a banana?
Yeah, crazy story. I'll keep it brief. So Georgia Tech initially walked on the team. So just, you know, so grateful to Danny Hall. Give me a chance to just walk on because of my grades. Go to school, kids. Pay attention. And then from there, you know, developing into the closer and then the Saturday starter, mixing in Tommy John surgery on my pitching elbow and then having that overlap with COVID, basically going to about 2 years without pitching. And so from there, kind of just, you know, wondering if my dream is still alive at any fashion. Had a few free agent contracts after my time at Georgia Tech finished. Transferred to the University of Hawaii after that. Had an amazing year. And then I sat at a desk for a year and a half until something in me decided that I needed to play again. So I started training. I had a shoulder surgery from an injury I sustained at Georgia Tech. And my first call with the Bananas, I had my arm in a sling and I was on painkillers. I don't remember what I said, but it was good enough to get me a tryout. And I was still throwing 92 miles an hour. And so here I am.
So one of the cool things about banana ball is it is competitive baseball, but it's with a lot of entertainment. And it's for the fans to have fun. Growing up, I know you've had a ton of fun playing banana ball already this year. But I want to ask you, when you were growing up, what's a fun memory you had? What's the first time or one of the main times you remember as a young amateur player going, this game's also fun. We're supposed to goof off a little bit. Talk about something you did growing up that now you go, oh, I was just playing banana ball early.
It's so funny. I just think about my last year in middle school playing for Wesleyan, and I was the new kid that year. And so I transferred in. All these guys have been playing together since they were 5 years old. I started baseball late. But our whole team motto was dogpile. We talked about it from the very first practice all the way through the championship game. When we actually did that, I just think about going to school, going to class, hanging out on the weekends, you know, playing Call of Duty until 2 o'clock in the morning, and then going to baseball practice, developing those bonds with my teammates, some of which were trying to come out and watch me this weekend. And I think for me, the fun part is just going out and taking the field with guys that you know love you and trust you. Just know that no matter what happens, you guys are going to go and have a good time after the game.
Getting a ticket for these games is tough to get.
Yeah.
As a player, I'm sure you get your allotment, but being local, you probably needed more than your normal allotment. Did you just go to your teammates who don't have local ties and say, let me use your tickets as well?
Yeah, that's where some bartering comes into play. I think I'm a pretty charismatic guy. I think I can get what I want most of the time. So you got to trade a little bit. Maybe it's a dinner for two tickets. Maybe it's a little more than that. Or maybe it's just got to butter up somebody's mom the right way and they might slide you two tickets. So there's a lot of different ways to do it. I think you can solve a problem a lot of different ways. Skin a cat, how do they say it?
So as we said, this is a lot of fun, but it is also competitive. So in a baseball game without all the entertainment wrapped around, they would tell a pitcher, you know, hey, is there anybody in the lineup you got to be real careful with? Who on the Party Animals, I won't say scares you because nobody scares you. You're a yellow jacket, now also on a yellow team.
Yeah.
But who's the player on the Party Animals when they step in the box? You got to make sure my changeup is extra sharp.
Yeah.
My breaking stuff is really. Who's that in the box for you?
Yeah, so easy answer. He's the leadoff hitter of the Party Animals, Reese Hampton, and he torched it when he was at AA with the Tigers organization. Switch hitter, hits for power, hits for contact. He's a tough out, and he's an intimidating guy. I think he just loves to compete. And because he is so good at what he does, I think he represents this organization, what we do so well, because it is, like you said, very talented baseball as well.
Now, this is also your first season with the Bananas. What's your favorite memory so far, or best strikeout you have so far?
Okay, I'll answer both. So best memory is easy. Opening weekend in Tampa, there was a kid who came to our early game experience, VIB, where we get to interact with fans and have special moments with them. And he had a brand new glove. And so I just asked him, you know, Connor, do you want to play catch? And he said, yeah. And it turned out it was his first time ever playing catch. And we just kept throwing, we kept throwing. We had to figure out which foot we were stepping with first just to make sure that we were able nice. To get it there. But after that, I was able to connect with his family, and he's playing youth baseball for the first time ever. And so I think just having that moment, sharing with him was his first ever game of catch, was to me extremely humbling. Mm. And I hope that, you know, he goes up, he goes to play his MLB, and he plays for the Bananas one day too.
Yeah.
But favorite strikeout, I think there's a guy, Tanner Thomas, and he likes to do, he's a big name, and he's a great hitter, great player, represents the party animal super well. And he does a lot of intros, big entrances, and I love to strike him out when he does one of those.
Just because he can walk to the plate with all the music,
yeah,
but then he's got to walk.
Tech guy,
then he's got to walk back to the dugout after you've struck
exactly.
Him out.
Exactly.
After you've played banana ball now, or now that you're playing with the banana, is there anything else you'd want to do? I mean, it seems like this is a dream job. I mean, I know every guy wants to go to the major leagues. Is that still a dream, or is like, I love what I'm doing here?
Yeah, you nailed it. I think for me, if I at the end of the season, if I got the Braves called me and said we want to sign you to a minor league contract, I would say no. Because this is the most fun I've ever had on a baseball field.
If they said major league contract,
you're a good negotiator. You're a good barterer.
So I think the first thing I would do is talk to my teammates about it.
Okay, but minor league contract, no. You'd stay here.
100%. 100%. Oh. Just because of the bonds that I have with those guys in there in such a short amount of time and just the impact that we have. And that's one thing that I don't think you can do at the major league level is do what we do just with the next generation of baseball players.
Yeah. Andy Archer, pitcher for Savannah Bananas, thanks for your time.
Oh, thank you
Man,
guys so much.
It was so much fun watching you guys today. You've got a doubleheader today. So the dance moves, you strong on the dance moves?
Getting there. I just came from, hey, listen,
dance
player
practice.
Dance, third inning. You're going to be watching somebody tall and lanky out there crushing it. All right, I need like 5 cups of coffee, but that's fine. We can do that.
And by the way, last question. What's the good word?
To hell with Georgia.
Amen.
Go Dogs.
So,
Mike and Steven back here at Cool Ray Field, the Savannah Bananas World Tour. Stop number 6, I believe, on the tour here at Cool Ray Field. Joining us now, the team is owned, Steven, by Jesse and Emily Cole.
I knew that.
The real boss is here.
Yes.
Emily
yes.
Cole, owner of the Savannah Bananas and the party animals.
Yes.
And next year, the firefighters.
Correct.
And then we'll see what goes on. Talk about how much fun this is. I mean, I'm not going to ask you about the idea. I know people have heard that. You've told that story 100 times. But how much fun are you having right now?
Yeah, this is truly authentic when we are walking around with big smiles on our faces. We're traveling the country with 150 of our best friends. And it's just the most incredible group of creators and givers. And to surround yourself with that kind of positivity is something that we could have only dreamed of. I mean, our kids travel with us, and the role models that they have, and just the daily interactions that we have with this group, it's so immensely beautiful.
And Emily, we've talked to the players, and people love to talk to the players. I want you to talk about the family members that are in the tents that are selling the merchandise, and they're creating not just creatively on the field, but what they're creating for the fan experience. Talk about what it takes to be part of the Banana family and to work behind the scenes or with the crowd directly.
It's one of the things that I'm most proud of, I think, is that we have really become a family organization through and through. And in the sports industry in general, you know, there's a lifespan. You do it for a few years and then you want to settle down and you know that the travel is too hard and it can't be done. And so many people leave and then they go into insurance or something that they never saw themselves doing, which is fine. But when we set out, we wanted to make this a lifestyle that could also happen while you're simultaneously growing a family. And so we have really tried to concentrate on that for our people. So we are at the point now where the players' girlfriends, the players' wives, the staff members' husbands, they are part of our organization. Sometimes it's on a full-time level. We have probably the highest ratio of people that are married on staff as any organization. But even if they're doing something else, like a teacher, for example, they'll spend their summers traveling with us. And it's a way that people can stay connected to their loved ones while also following their dreams.
So there's that old saying of, you know, man, it's hard to be married and work together. Since you and Jesse did it already, you guys are like, well, if we can do it, let's find other people that can do it. And to truly create a family atmosphere, one of the best ways to do that is to have your family together.
Yes.
Your kids travel with you. Are there other children of other family members? Talk about some of the roles that the kids play for the team.
You've got one on the team, number one half.
Yes.
Is that one of your, you know, someone's kids?
It's
one
like
of the staff's kids?
An extended family friend.
Okay.
But yeah, they're constantly around. I think our kids at this point are mostly like comedic relief, because they're all under six. But yes, Jesse and I are actually the oldest, really, of the group. We have a few that are older, and not that we're super old, but we're kind of some of the older ones. And so the kids that are coming now are you know, in that under five range. And so we haven't really grown them up through the organization yet, but you can believe that they will be selling concession stands and taking tickets in the next couple of years.
As this banana ball continues to grow, do you and Jesse see yourselves bringing on investors? Everybody's going to want a piece of this. Do you see
Everybody
investors?
Everybody already does.
Yeah. Do you see investors? Have they already lined up asking to get a piece of this?
People reach out to us. At this point, our clear focus is to just create more fans and to create the best fan experience. And we believe that by keeping us involved, we are keeping that authentic vision.
Yeah.
Not that it can't happen with other people, but I would be worried that things might get watered down if more people came in at the top, because a lot of people look at us for the leadership. And so for now, our vision is to just stay with our small group.
And I'm going to pivot that question and ask a little differently, which is because I know on the ESPN documentary, you guys traveled and played another independent team, not just played the Party Animals on your first world tour. Is that another? So people have reached out to you maybe on investing, but have other people reached out and said, I want to do a version of that maybe in the Southwest or North, you know, some of the other areas and some of the existing independent teams? What can we do to have a sliver of banana ball, maybe not all the same rules?
Yeah, 100%. And our mindset is always share the pie. Yeah. There is so much to give. There is no part of us that is thinking, oh, if we get more fans, then somebody else can't have them. And so anytime somebody from any organization or industry calls us, we're an open book. And we speak to high school classes, we speak to college classes, we speak to civic groups, because we're fine sharing what we're doing. I think we're just creating joy in the world. And if more organizations are doing that, better for all of us.
Jesse's famous on the documentary for the ideas he writes down every day. I know you are full of ideas. You may not follow the exact same rule of 10 a day. What I want to know is, can you share at least one idea that either you came up with or he came up with? Because I know there's plenty that never made it onto the field. Can you share a funny one?
Oh, we can't do that.
We absolutely cannot.
No, we can't do
that. I'm not trying to squelch your creativity or our creativity, but we cannot do that.
Well, I would say that definitely, when you're looking at the two of us, Jesse is the dreamer, okay? And I'm a little bit more of the realistic person that brings him back down to earth. So he has been pitching to me for years that our guys are going to skydive into their positions. And I'm the mom.
Nothing
that's
wrong
saying,
with that.
You know, okay.
The insurance cost alone.
Well, that and just, you know, a lot of things could go wrong.
Right.
And if it was perfect, great. But just there's a lot of variables. And so I'm trying to squash that.
There's a reason why the people that have done skydiving into a stadium, it's usually just one.
Correct.
Or three at the most, right? And they're usually military trained.
Yeah. He wants nine. He wants the guy coming down with the ball in his hand, like ready to pitch. So that one I've squashed for a while.
I like that.
You hear the stories about, oh, these people that are purists about the game, they don't like banana ball. Has anybody really come to you or Jesse and said, oh, this is terrible, this is a travesty?
Every day.
That really happens?
Every day.
Really?
Yes, we get
people
a lot.
Who bought tickets?
Some people who are in the park, but most of them have made up their minds before they see it live.
Right.
They see
a little bit
of the antics online, and then they are very open with their hatred.
Former Major League Baseball players that come all the time. You had Jeff Francoeur of the Atlanta Braves today. Roger Clemens pitched an inning for you a couple weeks ago. Has Major League Baseball reached out to the Bananas at all, to you, about, hey, let's do something together?
Some of them. We have really good relationships with a few of the executives and leaders at different teams. And some of them are very open to ideas, and we bounce ideas back and forth. And usually we're at six Major League teams this year, and we've built good relationships with all of those guys.
Well, and for those people, and I consider myself somewhat of a purist, but when Roger Clement, you know, Bill Lee's always been, he's the spaceman, he's anti-establishment, and he's an awesome pitcher. That's fantastic. Roger Clemens is about as by the book and not having any fun at all. And he gets out. Jake Peavy, one of the most competitive people in baseball, they see the value because, number one, it is still competitive baseball. Mm-hmm. It's not predetermined. Mm-hmm. You're just adding so much more for those who are okay with it. And just, if you want to just strip that away, just enjoy the talent of the guys, which wasn't a question I just raised, and I apologize.
But to make it a question, I bet you all these ex-major league players are reaching out to you saying, hey, I want to play.
They are. And they see, I think they see themselves when they were younger. They see the excitement. They see the love of the game. And sometimes they get to a point in their career where it got so serious, you know, and it was massive contracts and the pressure on them. And so I think once they've kind of stepped back and retired and they see what we're doing, they want to step back on the field and have another shot at just having fun and being the kid that they used to be for the love of the game out there.
Baseball is fun. Adults just screw it up. Somebody said that once.
But then we got Jesse and Emily, and thank
goodness.
Trying
to bring it back.
Congratulations. I'm so happy for you guys.
Thank you.
Seem like great people, and I think good things happen to good people. When I first heard about this and what you guys were trying to do, I knew it was going to take off. I joked with Emily. I had an idea like this 20 years ago, but I didn't have the right people to make it happen. You've made it happen. The sky's the limit. I see you're adding the firefighters next year. I see multiple teams, multiple tours going on at one time. I mean, the sky's the limit.
Yeah.
Speaking of skydiving.
Yes, it is. We're very excited for the growth. Again, it's all about creating joy, creating more fans, creating more happiness in the world, and that's what we're going to keep doing.
Well, thank you for coming to Gwinnett. Thank you for coming to Cool Ray Field. Emily Cole with the Savannah Bananas.
Thank you so much. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
We're back at Cool Ray Field now, Business Radio X, and we're with Reese Alexiadis.
Yes.
From Manhattan Beach, California.
Yes.
Playing for the Savannah Bananas, outfielder.
Correct, yep.
How much fun are you having with this?
I'm having a blast. I've been playing pro ball for about 3 years, and it's my first year of banana ball, but I'm loving every second of it, to be honest.
I want to hear your story, because every kid grows up, you want to be a Major League Baseball player. Obviously, you've taken a detour to the Bananas, which I think is even more fun and probably something you never want to stop doing,
yep,
as we talk to other players about it. But how did you land with the Bananas? How did your journey get here?
So I was playing in the Pioneer League the past couple years, which is independent baseball.
Mm-hmm.
I went there after college. Didn't get drafted, didn't get signed as a free agent. Thought I was, but didn't. Won MVP of the league last year in independent ball, but still nothing. And they reached out to me on Instagram. I went to tryout, hit for the cycle at the tryout.
That'll open some eyes.
Yeah, it'll do. So next thing you know, they offered me a contract. And once I heard what this was all about, you know, it's really bigger than myself, and it was a no-brainer.
Reese, one of the things the Bananas are known for is they certainly play competitively,
yep,
certainly top-level baseball. But there's always a little bit of flair added in. There's always a little bit of extra stuff. So I want to know, before you came to the Bananas, was there anything as you were coming up when you were maybe in high school that you would kind of do on the field? Some of your coaches might have called it showboating, but now you realize, I think I was just playing banana ball a little early.
I'll be honest with you. I was always head down, hard 90 to first. You know,
you were a by-the-books guy.
By-the-books guy, do the things the right way, baseball way.
Yeah. So then if you came up that way, what was the first thing you did in a Bananas uniform that you went, oh, I think I can do that. Oh, there's more to this game than always following the rules.
Well, our first series, one of the cool things I did was I made the last out of an inning, and instead of going back to the dugout, I just went into the stands, hung out with the crowd in left field. This was in Tampa. And
all the stuff
really
that you
cool.
would be fined for, yeah, in professional
exactly.
baseball, here they encourage you to do things
exactly.
like that.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. It was really cool.
So I noticed you're number two.
Yep.
I have to ask the obvious question. Is that because of Jeter or someone else?
I'm a Mets fan.
Okay.
So it's not because of Jeter.
There you go. Now Reese is not going to talk to me the rest of this interview. So did you get to choose the number?
I gave him a bunch of different numbers.
Okay.
And this was given to me.
Well, then I'm sorry I brought up Jeter. I really am sorry.
Just kidding. No, I respect Jeter.
2 weekends ago, you got to play in front of 41,000 fans at Minute Maid Park, the first Major League Baseball stadium that the Bananas have played in. You've
yep.
got, I think, five more Major League ballparks. Talk about that experience, because now, you know, you may not make the Major Leagues. We don't know. We hope you do, but you may not. Maybe you are a Banana for life.
Mm-hmm.
What was that like, though, in Houston?
I'll be honest. All of us, I felt like, were prepared for it. I think, at least for me in independent ball, you know, we prepare for that stage exactly. That's what we all want to do. And, you know, I felt like me and everyone on the Bananas and Party Animals, they were ready for that moment. And, you know, we put on a great show. It was a lot of fun.
What's been your favorite moment during your first season? With the, you talked about going up into the stands. That's got to be a great fan interaction. What about pregame, postgame? What are some of the things that, because one of the best things about Banana Ball is it includes the crowd.
Yes.
And the crowd is a team member because of the foul balls. And then also the pregame, postgame. Talk about some of those experiences for you.
Well, one of the cool things I did, when was this? Last year, it was in LSU. There was a little girl out in the stands. She had a blue light up blue cowgirl hat on. And so we traded hats for a half inning. I wore it out there. And then I gave her one of my broken bats, and that was really cool.
Nice.
I saw one of the outfielders doing selfies during the first game of today.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess you can do pretty much anything.
Hopefully between innings.
Well, that by the book. And MLB, you know, everyone's so just focused on their performance and, you know, the fans, they come and never really get to interact with anybody. And here it's, you know, you're definitely going to interact with at least one player.
And it's so funny, when you were coming up, I'm sure you had many coaches who told you, hey, stay loose, stay loose, stay loose.
Yeah.
I would imagine there's a whole nother level of staying loose when you're playing
Absolutely.
Banana ball.
Yeah. That to me is how you perform your best. Loose, confident, having fun. You know, when you put too much pressure on yourself, you tend to fail.
But I do want to ask you, as someone who still is playing at a high level, just with a different type of game, mm-hmm. you probably still remember your first hit as a banana in a game. What was the count? What was the pitch? And what did you do?
I think it was a first pitch fastball.
Yeah.
Just hit it off the end, little blooper to right field. Barrels are overrated. nice little bloop, base hit.
Absolutely. And in the scorebook, it was a line drive.
Exactly.
Almost made it to the gap.
112 off the bat.
Barish, we know you got to get ready for the next game. So thank you for stopping by. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Back at Coolray Field, the Savannah Bananas World Tour taking on the Party Animals. And we have one of the Party Animals with us today, Steven. Jake Skoll, local product out of Roswell, Georgia. Go Dogs.
Georgia graduate.
Sorry, Steven.
His brother went to Tech, he told me.
Okay. Yeah, we're a
very
smart family.
A very balanced family.
Yeah,
right?
It is. It's a house divided.
Jake, how much fun are you having right now?
It's a blast. It's just cool to still compete every night, but, you know, put it on show for these fans is the coolest part. It's a different animal because we've all been, you know, professional athletes at one point trying to be as professional as we can. But, it's just cool to be a part of it and you know, like I said, put on a show for these fans is the coolest part.
What is your story? How did you get to become a banana?
No, a party animal.
I was previously a banana.
So how did you get with the banana organization? You started with the bananas and now you're with the party animals.
Yep.
You got traded?
Sort of, yeah. Originally, it was minor league baseball and then back to college for college football at UGA.
And you were a linebacker at Georgia?
Yeah, linebacker safety at Georgia. I tell everyone I practiced a lot. I didn't play much, but still like another cool experience, just a whole different world to be a part of you know, that organization as well. But so I end up working a regular job for about 6 months, and an indie ball baseball team calls me. They're like, you think you can still hit? And I'm like, I'll end up going to a tryout, making the team, playing baseball all summer. And the Bananas called the following year. So I played probably 12 to 14 games with them.
Was this while they were the Bananas as we know them now, or what? Because they played normal, regular baseball before it became entertainment.
This was like the first year they did professional, like with non-collegiate athletes.
Right.
And it was just a 14-game tour in 2021, 22. So I was a banana on that tour. And we were playing the Party Animals. It wasn't quite what it is now. We weren't selling out these big stadiums. And then the following year, last year in 23, they asked us to be on the Party Animals. So they wanted to make it real competitive. Both teams were neck and neck. We ended up winning the last game of the series last year to win the tour. So I rubbed that in their face quite often. They've got us by a couple games this season. But
it's still early. There's still time, right?
It is.
Yeah,
you're
absolutely.
Right.
You talked about playing professionally. You are still playing professionally. There's just other professional parts of the job that are now coming through. So what was one of the first times as you put on at the time a Bananas uniform and now in the Party Animals, what was one of the times where you kind of felt comfortable? There had to be a moment where you went, I'm going to embrace this part of the professionalism. Was that during the practice leading up or was it actually in a game where you went, okay, I can do this and still play at the best on the field?
Yeah, I think just the original conversations when you're signing these contracts of, they want the level of baseball to be high. And that was a breath of fresh air just because that's all I did was play baseball. I wasn't really dancing or entertaining while I was performing these sports growing up. So that was a breath of fresh air, just to know that, all right, I can put on the uniform, step out of my comfort zone when I need to, and maybe throw out a dance or have an at-bat with my shirt off. But for the majority of time, I'm out there just playing ball. And I think they've embraced that side of it, too, because, like I said, they want the baseball at a high level.
So you talked about kind of telling the bananas when you won the last game last year. So talk a little bit about the trash talk. I know we're family, and we're doing this together, but you're still competing. Who's the best trash talker?
Shoot, I think it's night to night. It's you find out who has two hits probably going. That guy is talking the most trash probably.
So yeah, whoever's hot is the best trash talker.
Yeah, you'll find guys that are 0-3 or 0-4. That guy's not talking much. So it's just a cool dynamic where we're in the same locker room majority of the time. When we're at home, we have separate locker rooms, but it's a tight-knit group from both rosters. But between, from 7 to 9, these guys really want to compete and, are biting each other's heads off during the game, which is, it's a cool dynamic. And I think the fans don't fully understand that because they see the show and the entertaining. But, the best compliment we get is, dang, you guys play some good baseball. I saw some guys breaking bats and throwing helmets because they were mad they got out. We thought it was just a brush it off and get to the next.
It's not predetermined.
No, it's really
not. It's not like professional wrestling. It's
right,
not predetermined.
Right, right. Yeah, it's fun.
Well, in the first game of the doubleheader today, you hit one in the gap up against the wall. I was thinking before you did that, I was like, oh, man, Jake would probably love to hit a home run, wouldn't he, in front of us, all the hometown people.
For sure. My brother was here this morning, my grandmother and my aunt, and I could know they were probably sitting in their seats blowing, trying to get that ball over the fence. But they love me no matter what, So like I said, when I'm 2-for-2, it's fun. It's talking smack. Probably my dance moves get a little better. And then 0-for-2, I'm being an old baseball player again, trying to work on my next at bat before it's time.
I was going to ask you about the dance moves, but you mentioned, maybe going 0-for-2. But you want to play well. But there's not if you're a great entertainer, that's such a big part of your job that if you're in a bit of a slump, I don't think you have to worry about getting cut or anything like that.
No. But the competitor, you're right. There's no, we all signed a contract. You can get released, but it's not as cutthroat as a minor league season, moving up and down or getting released. So with that being said, it's a little stress off your shoulders when it comes to your performance of baseball. But as a competitor, you want to do your best and compete every night. So it's the same beast as a game of baseball. Yeah. So it's fun just to strap it on. I think we'd like it that way anyway.
Absolutely. Have you been tempted at all, or have you lapsed back into the old football side, ever wanted to tackle somebody?
Yeah. There's I've tempted
on the field.
I tried to get our entertainment coordinators while we're here to maybe let me put on my old Georgia helmet. Once we score a run, do like a simulated Oklahoma drill or something. Yeah. Maybe make a banana dummy or something and tackle them.
That'd been great.
I don't know. I think the crowd would love it, but
absolutely.
I got the Knicks on
yes,
that.
Yes, this crowd, they would. No question.
It's funny because when you talk about your teams, you guys have rehearsals as well as batting practice, and you don't usually have rehearsals in sports. So you got to practice your dance moves. We won't keep you much longer because I know you've got some rehearsals and stuff coming up before your next game, but best moment so far for you as either a banana or a party animal?
I would say winning the tour was special last year just because the group came together and felt like another team that I'd been on my whole life. And we started playing good ball and just doing some things that I had always been accustomed to. But just really cool to have that in the banana ball scene of playing just good baseball. And I think also going to some of these cities, and Vegas comes to mind, and we did a really good job of just played really well, the party animals, and watching that crowd turn from almost the bananas to party animal fans was just a cool thing. We finished the game, I don't know how much we won by, but we jumped in the pool in right center, the crowd ate it up, and it was almost like we were the Las Vegas party animals for a couple of nights. It was pretty fun.
By the way, Jake, we can hear in the background some of the music and like karaoke. So I enjoyed the first game. Some of you guys just don't sing too well, though.
No.
Have you had to sing yet?
Not yet, but I got caught the other day singing God Bless America throughout the locker room and in the showers, and they're like, Skull, you're going to do that for the game one day. And I was like, oh, I got to get my mind right for that. But, so this place will get you out of your comfort zone for sure. And might not be fun in the moment, but once it's done, I think everybody appreciates it. You grow as a human and just keep moving.
Jake, thank you so much for your time, and go Dawgs.
Yeah, go Dawgs, baby.